Okay, now close your eyes and tilt your head back. Keep your eyes closed. You're going to see a circle of light. Continue looking at the circle. What do you see? You recognized him. Everybody get it? Okay. Now, this picture of Jesus is probably not what the historical man named Jesus of Nazareth really looked like. But that's not the point. The point is that at times, we tend to look at our lives and we feel nothing. But if we take the time to stop and clear our minds and look beneath the mess, we might see something holy there. Our scripture is a traditional one today, familiar. It's from the Gospel of Luke. It's often called the Road to Emmaus. Now, on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with the others about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know these things that have taken place in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and beside all of this, it's now the third day since these things took place." As they came near a village to which they were going, he walked along ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it's almost evening and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. The puzzle of this story is the initial non-recognition of Jesus by those who were walking with him on the road. Perhaps they were kept from recognizing him because God willed it. But why would God want to keep them from knowing Jesus? The point of the story is that people saw the resurrected Jesus, but they didn't know him. Probably the disciples failed to recognize Jesus on the road to Emmaus because of their preoccupation with the tragic events in the preceding 3 days. Imagine the hopelessness they must have felt. And they even emphasize this in the text. It's been 3 days. They watched their leader tried, convicted, sentenced, and crucified. I can imagine that they were depressed, perhaps despondent, moping around, trying to make sense of their lives, and they failed to notice that Jesus was right there with them. So has this ever happened to any of you? You're down and out about a diagnosis, about a job, about a disagreement you've had with a friend, disillusioned kind of with life in general. You're concerned about a relationship. You're worried about finances. You're overwhelmed with a schedule too big, and it's hard to find meaning and purpose. And everywhere you look, you're looking for Jesus or for purpose, for truth, for meaning, for joy, and it just escapes you. You've been on the road to Emmaus then. It's amazing when we think about it. Jesus can be found in the most unlikely of places along our life's journey. The problem is, like the disciples, we don't always recognize him when he's walking along beside us because we're not focused correctly. There's a story about a young man. He was a pretty successful, hardworking young man named Josh, and he was traveling down a Chicago neighborhood street one day. He was going a little bit too fast, but he still was, you know, watching and paying attention to his driving, and he thought about a child, you know, could dart out in the middle of the street, and so he slowed down a bit, and he thought he saw something, but as his car went on past, it wasn't a child that he saw playing in the street, but then he did see a brick sailing through the air. Whoomph! It smashed into the side of his car. Screech, he stopped and reversed to see who had thrown that brick at his car. Josh jumped out of the car and he saw the culprit. He grabbed the kid and he pushed him up against another car and he shouted at the kid, "Was that you that threw that brick, and who are you? Just what do you think you're doing?" "Please, mister, please, I'm sorry, I didn't know what else to do. I threw the brick because I couldn't get anybody to stop." Tears began to come down the boy's face, and he pointed around behind the parked car. "It's my brother, mister," he said. "He rolled off the curb and he fell out of his wheelchair, and I can't lift him up. Would you please help me get him back into his chair? He's hurt, and he's too heavy for me." Well, Josh tried unsuccessfully to swallow that lump in his throat as he lifted the young man back into his wheelchair and took out his handkerchief to wipe away the scrapes and the cuts, and he checked to make sure everything was going to be okay. And then he watched as the younger brother pushed the chair down the sidewalk to their home. Josh never fixed the dent in his car. He kept it to remind him not to go through life so fast that someone had to throw a brick at him to get his attention. You know, a man named Jesus who lived 2,000 years ago is the one whose life we are to exemplify. Yet how often do we fail to see Jesus as we kind of cruise through our lives? And worse yet, when was the last time we took a moment to know who this person Jesus was? Is our entire picture of Jesus from our childhood Sunday school lessons, or the paintings we've seen of him hanging in our grandmother's homes, or our own concept of him developed in our mind's eyes? Well, that's not enough. As Christian people, we must know enough about him to recognize him when we see him. Now, I'm not talking about the fact that he was a Jew. I'm not talking about the fact that he lived in a culture that didn't bathe often, that grew straggly beards, and didn't have blue eyes. Those are the physical realities of a historical person. Now, obviously, the disciples on the road to Emmaus knew the physical appearance of Jesus, but they failed to see him. Why? Because even they did not fully comprehend what he meant to them when he said he would be with them after his death. They didn't understand how a person who died could continue to live. Actually, Christians have been trying to understand this for centuries, and Christians have discovered the truth behind the Emmaus story. This isn't a story about a physical Jesus walking along beside his disciples. This is a story about the disciples having an aha moment. The moment when they finally got it. The moment when what he told them and taught them for 3 or more years finally clicked in their heads and it made sense. And when did they get it? It was when they sat down to eat. It's when they let down their guard, relaxed, and ate a meal with a stranger. And then their eyes were opened and they recognized who he was. They saw Jesus in a stranger. They recognized a familiar face in an unfamiliar person. They realized that the message Jesus had tried to share all along was that he could be found in the most unexpected of places. How long will we be walking through our lives without recognizing that Jesus is in the person seated next to us, the person holding the sign, homeless vet? How long before we understand that he is the person we've been seeking? He is the face across the room. His face is in our neighbor next door, the one who doesn't cut his yard often enough. He is that teenager crying for understanding. He's the woman with Alzheimer's. He's the struggling immigrant crying for freedom. He's the child with a toothless grin. He's the hungry man without a job. He's the person you see seated next to you. How long will it be? It will be as long as it takes for us to walk the road. That's a biblically perfect 7 miles, it says in the scripture, with the stranger. And we will see him when we invite him into our homes to eat at our tables. And about the time we break the bread with this person, we may recognize the Christ within him, the Jesus in her. One of the essentials of Christian faith is Jesus the Christ. He's not dead. He's alive and he's walking with us. He's sitting by us. He's there on the side of the road. We may not recognize him, but his presence is with us in very unexpected places if we'll just look into the eyes of a stranger. Thanks be to God for this wondrous gift. Amen.